All right, guys. In case y'all don't know this, correct me if I'm wrong. My name is Patrick. You can hear me. We have Mesa Lou here with us and Jesus with us. Devin couldn't make it today because today is actually Helen's birthday.
Oh,
Helen. So happy birthday, Helen.
Helen.
Shout out.
Happy and birthday, Helen.
Happy birthday.
And we also have Nene.
Nene. And I also have my friends here who are visiting, and we are reunited again. And so next to me, I have Diana.
Hello.
And then I have Yanni.
Hello.
Yeah, this is actually Yanni's second time. So
return guest?
Yeah, she's our return guest. And then we have Melina.
Hi.
Woo! That's when the sound effects come in. Yeah, yeah. We can't afford the sound effects button, so they count on me. So,
you are breathing.
All right, so first question of the day, right? So the other day, me and Devin were hanging out, and we were drinking a couple brewskis. And so when guys get together and, you know, they have a few cold ones, you know, they open up to each other. They have guy talk. You know what I mean? And Nay was judging us, sitting in the living room, absolutely judging our whole entire guy talk. She's like, I can't believe y'all do this. So that got me questioning, what's the difference between what guys talk about when they're just, you know, kicking it with the homies and what girls talk about when they're kicking it with each other? So we're going to open that up with Nay.
Okay. I think that girls talk about random things. So we talk about random things like getting our hair done and, you know, getting our nails done. But we're also, like, emotional. And I think that we talk a lot more often than you guys do. So we put our emotions out every day. And I think y'all might get together and talk, like, a deep talk. But y'all probably do it, like, once a month, maybe. Maybe once.
Looks like it's time for our monthly talk.
When we scheduling it this month. Yeah.
But sometimes I know that, like, I hang around guys, them a lot. And it's like they get into this thing where they start talking and I'm, like, not even in the room. And I have no idea what they're talking about because sometimes it's sports and I do know some sports stuff. But they get, like, lost in this conversation. I'm like, I'm totally tuned out. Girls just, we're different.
I would tend to agree, because I feel like when girls talk too sometimes, I'm a little confused. I got the spirit, but I'm a little confused. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? But when it comes to guys, yeah, so I would probably agree. You and me probably get together like maybe once a month, once every other month to kind of kick it and hang out and talk about sports and video games and everything, like we're 6 years old, basically. So I would agree.
So I was about to say the same thing. I mean, I grew up around brothers, and they're like little kids. So
I think we share a lot, like kind of like the random things that Naomi was saying, but I don't think we are ever like, we get into those deep conversations sometimes, but if it's deep, it's always like deep talk and then we go into like something that doesn't matter and then deep talk and then something that doesn't matter. So I don't know. I
don't
feel like
get
guys
too into your feelings.
Yeah, I feel like guys, like, they get together and they have like that deep talk because it's not as often that they talk, but
and we let ours out all the time.
Yeah, it's like every day. So
I bet hanging out with having brothers, you had to be like tougher.
Like, actually, yeah, I asked him the other day. I was like, what's worse, a fight between your sibling sister or sibling brother? It's like with a guy, because I know how far I can go, and that's pretty far. Versus a girl, you're too emotional, but it puts you out tougher out to the world, so you're okay. I'm like, oh, okay, makes sense. But yeah, I mean, conversations between guys, they're a little more childish.
Well, how often do you ladies get together and bash on your significant other, if ever?
Never. I don't think Diana and I have ever bashed on. And I think when I've talked to Naomi, we've never bashed on our significant other. No. We've just always, like,
Speak the positives, actually. Like, oh, well, she always has been like, he's doing this, he's going for this, he's doing this, and that's good. Like, it is a lot of positive. Like, it's
mainly, like, what we want for them. Like, like you say, like these are his goals. Like, I just hope he, like, goes for them.
Yes.
So, y'all talking like y'all don't. That's a complete lie. So, I complete lie.
I was trying to think about, because we've gone to lunch a couple of times whenever I first met her, and that's what we talked about. Mm-hmm. We talked about, like, but we did talk about, like, this is what you want for them. Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully he goes for that. Like, positive, so we actually didn't bash.
I mean, if you're talking bad about your significant other with somebody else, something's going on, yeah, and you shouldn't be with them.
Yeah.
So if y'all are hoping for what guys want, are y'all hoping for, like, man, I hope he reaches level 50 on that video game he's been talking about?
Yeah, well, like, if that's what they want to do, like, if that's what they want to do. Just going to support
him no matter what. Yeah. Those live conversations, they tend to be about that, because we're not going to talk about, oh, you know, like, he's playing Call of Duty and whatever, versus a conversation with someone single and dating around, right?
I was going to say, you can't say it like that, but I'm single, so.
No, we do a lot of bashing there.
I told him, I was like, hey, this is who I'm talking to, this is what he does, and they'd be like, no, next, and I come, okay, this is this, what about this one? No, so it's different for me because I'm single.
Oh, that's true, so there you go.
I move around. That makes sense. We can have conversations about who I'm talking to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that definitely reverses the conversation, like, what the heck do you guys talk about your significant other then?
I just always thought we got bashed on whenever the girls got together. I
mean, my thing is like, relationships aren't perfect. So like, whenever there's problems, you never talk to your friends about it.
I think you're supposed to talk to your significant other about them.
You don't,
like,
yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah, because when you go out to your friends, I mean,
it's not gonna fix. You got the wrong girls, I guess, in this conversation. Yeah, because I wouldn't do that. Yeah. They don't need to know all the dirty laundry.
Yeah, because just like, I mean, like Diana, like, we hang out with her husband sometimes, so it would be awkward for us to know what's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be biased, and I'm not going to like you anymore, and, like, you did this to her. Yeah. So.
Well, that makes sense.
And it's kind of doing the same for my brothers. I really wouldn't do that, because then they're going to hold a grudge against the husband, you know?
So do y'all bash y'all together?
Awkward. All right, next episode. Wrap it up.
Isn't it funny how, like, for Yanni, like, since she's single, you know, we don't know the guys really, so we do bash each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah, you know? Once you're in, then you're in. Then she would, like, but other than that, she's going to be real. Well, what do y'all think about this? Mm-hmm. It's like that website. There's a website that I'm on, and, like, they bash. They put the picture of the guys, and they bash them, like, really bad.
I may need that website. That may save me some money.
It's like a burn book. If you see me.
Mm-hmm. You see me on that website, you better tell me.
She's like, well, that's how I knew your name before I got here.
She has a portfolio.
Yeah, she's like, hello, Christopher. Yeah, no, that is, I don't know. Cause I guess it's because it's like, guys, I don't know. To me, it's just like letting out like emotion that you might have been holding in. You're like, man, dude, this happened the other day. And it's almost just like you're letting it out. You're just like,
But guys don't hold grudges. So like, you could say something about your significant other and then y'all would see her the next day and be fine. Like,
that, yeah, that is true. That's 100% true, actually.
Because we've talked about how sometimes you just want to be like, you know, you need somebody to be mad with you, right? Yes. So, you know, I call Mason. I'm like, oh, man, this happens. We get together, and, you know, I want him to be mad with me for a little bit right there. And then, you know, we move on.
Yeah, it's like our little venturiness. First of all.
And that might be because y'all aren't very good at communicating. So, like, that's why we communicate with you straightforward and keep it between us. And maybe guys don't do that. They go outside. Mm-hmm. And that's might be a communication difference between us, which is bad. That's different.
I'm going to make my point across.
Yeah. Which is different because, you know, I'm bashing guys here, but, like, you know, they said that they, you know, they talk about, you know, the goals. I don't think we've ever been like, oh, hey, you know, the girl I'm dating, this is her goal. We don't share that kind of stuff. Like maybe goals together, like what me and her are doing as like a whole, but as like what is she doing specifically, I don't know if we share that.
No, we haven't. I don't think it's a thing we've ever done.
And I think like when Naomi and I have had conversations, it mainly turns into like what we want out of life and like how it kind of not matches, but it's like matching your same energy. Like, mm-hmm. It's like we have goals, they have goals, so like that's it. I mean, you don't want to be with somebody that doesn't have goals, so that's what we talk about.
Mm-hmm. That leads us literally to
that's a perfect segue.
A perfect yep. All right, that's it. No, so when you first meet a guy, we'll start when you first meet him. When does a conversation come up of his goals? Like, when should that be brought up that you know that this man that you're talking to has goals, has plans, or is that even something that you consider on your first X amount of dates?
So, with me, where I'm at now, where I'm intentionally dating, meaning I'm dating for the purpose of getting married again, so it comes up pretty soon, because I need to know, like, you know, what are you trying to do in life? Are you trying to own a business? Are you in school? Are you trying to climb up a career ladder? We need to have that conversation because I know what I want and where I'm trying to go. So if you're not matching that energy off top or not willing to match, there's no need for a further conversation. And that's just it. But you can make a change, obviously, and be like, well, you know, you kind of sparked something in me and maybe I want to try, fine. But I mean, if it's still the same where you just maybe are drinking every day and you think that's okay, and maybe you think you have a plan to check and you think
that's not okay.
Nah, I ain't the girl for you or the woman for you.
Yanni, what if they, at the time that you meet them, they're not working? So let's say that they tell you, like, hey, I live at home with mom, and because I had this job, I got laid off, and now I'm living back at home with mom, and I'm trying to, like, save up. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, but what's your plan? Okay, so you're living at home with mom. Are you looking for a job? Are you in school? What are you doing in your free time? There's other things with it. I mean, yes, I understand that, you know, things happen, and you may lose your job. Okay, that's fine. I'm not that, like, low, you know, but... what are you doing? Like, are you just at home drinking and watching football? No, I cannot. No.
She's got like a questionnaire. Right?
Let me open my phone here. Okay, there's check. Number one. You made a 76. What are we doing to prove that score?
Yeah. You're passing, but barely.
I'm just saying, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste your time.
Do you start that on the first date?
It's part of the conversation, so I guess, but I'm not like intense. Like, I'm just like... you know, getting to know, you're like, okay, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, do you have any kids? Oh, okay, that's even worse. Because you're at home, no job, and you got kids.
He's like, ding, okay. Ding.
Yeah, she's like marking them off already. Nope.
He's like, is that a notepad? She's like, don't worry about it.
You take focus. I'm gonna take notes on you. It's good. Because we were watching this show, me and Nay, the other day, and it's like they set you up with somebody before you even meet them, right? And you actually marry them before you even like meet them, which is pretty crazy.
Blind at first sight. Yeah, I love
at first sight.
That's
something.
The one.
Yeah. See?
I did research them before this, so I can, you know, yeah, be a part of the group.
I did not.
Anyways, in one of the first episodes, the girl, she's very much into her career, right? She's worked very hard at where she is. And the guy, on the other hand, still lives at home with his parents. I guess what I'm trying to say is there is a point where he says he has a plan, but it's has he executed it yet?
I think it depends. Because, yeah, like, if they live at home and they have a job, like, how long have you been working there? Do you have, like, savings? And, yeah, it's not going to come up in your first, like, date, but you got to talk about it. Because it's like, oh, like, if you live by yourself, it's like, hey, like, this is what I'm doing for myself. What are you doing for yourself so we can come together and kind of make things happen?
And I get that because I feel like that's what kind of goes into adult dating, you know? I've been with my girlfriend since high school, so we pretty much grew together, got jobs together, you know, made our own money together.
Saved together,
you know, built together. But I can see it from that point of view. It's scary in a way. Like, you start dating as an adult, you don't know where they're at their, you know, point in life. It's, I can see how that's scary, especially going in it as far as, like, you have your goals, you've accomplished what you've accomplished. You have your savings, you have your house, apartment, you know, and then inviting someone else to share that with you, it's kind of scary. I can definitely see that.
So for the ladies, like, it's obviously a red flag, right? You're saying that that's something that comes up pretty quick and you talk about it. Is it a deal breaker at any point pretty early?
No, I don't think so. I think it depends. Like you said, it depends. Is he doing something about his situation? I mean,
Yeah,
so it depends, I think. Because it could also be a turnoff if you move too fast. Like, oh, I already got a house. Like, you can move in next week. No.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
whoa.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I think it can go both ways, and it just depends on...
I guess it really depends on if you're looking for, as Yanni was saying, I'm looking for a relationship to get married. Like, what are you looking for in this relationship, like, right off the bat? And if you don't have the same waveform, it's not going to match. So
that is interesting, because that is a completely different point of view that we've taken so far up to this point. So
we're learning.
I appreciate that.
Going off that.
Thanks for calling me old.
Going off what she said as far as peer pressure, it's so true, because you can see other people that are dating not as, like, you know, they're not together as long as, you know, you and your significant other have been together, maybe shorter, and already, you know, getting married, having kids. And you're kind of in the sideline, like, what the heck? Like, am I supposed to be doing that right now? Like, you know, and it's crazy. But I kind of learned, you know, after a while, it's between, you know, you and your significant other at that point. And anything around you is just talk. You know, it's y'all talk within each other, and y'all have y'all's own talks. And as long as you have that, then, you know, nothing can pretty much break you.
Yeah, me and Melina have had those conversations. She's been with her boyfriend for so long. And pretty much about the same amount of time I think we've been together, but different age range, definitely. Right. My bad.
Sorry, she's I do really that all the time. Topic.
Just punching stuff.
A huge difference between our ages. So, I mean, it's just whatever she decides to do and whatever I decide to do, yeah. We're not on the same lane. It's a whole another ballpark, actually.
Yeah, and I think it was really refreshing for me to, like, meet Diana because she was the only person that was married and wasn't, like, rushing to have kids. And I think I was always that person, and people looked at me crazy because, like, I was like, I'm not ready for kids. And they're like, oh, well, you've been with your boyfriend for this amount of years. And it's like...
How long have you been together?
We've been together for about 5 years. I've known him since high school, so... But they're... I mean... We have, like, our own jobs and...
But you're fine, right?
It's yeah, like I'm nothing... fine. Like, there's nothing rushing. Like, exactly. I mean, we all girls talk about marriage anyways, just, like, to be funny about it. But,
Do you talk to him about it?
Yeah, we do have conversations. And I think that's what brings it up with my friends. I'm like, oh, like, he said this. And we kind of just talk about it. But it's never, like, oh, my God, like, if he doesn't propose to me, like, by next year, I'm breaking it off. Yeah, and because it's not... I'm like... It's going to be the same thing. I mean, if we get married, like, I know it's a little bit different, but I'm not rushing to have kids or doing anything.
What do you mean the same thing?
Same thing as in, like, I'm going to be with him. Like, I want to be with him, and I don't think...
A paper
is going to tell me, like, that he loves me even more than I think he already does, so...
That's beautiful. That's true. And that's exactly what, like, literally that position I'm in right now. We've been together for... Gosh, I'm gonna be in trouble.
I'll fast forward this part.
Just cut over it.
We've been together for 9 years.
Yeah.
And we have people around us that are getting married, having kids, building families, and we're to the point at, like, crap. Like, are we on a clock? Like, are we supposed to do this right away? Or, but you know, we're taking steps, and it's nice to see other people be in that same situation, because I don't have a lot of people to look at that are in that situation, but it is kind of refreshing to hear that.
Yeah, so. And I think it depends too, because, like, you've been with your girlfriend since high school. Yep. I mean, Diana's been with her husband since high school, like, or actually
college,
yeah, a little
bit older.
Yeah,
a little high bit school
older.
We'll say high school.
Yeah, it's still been a while that she's been with him. And then I've been with my boyfriend for so long, and I'm young, so I'm still in my 20s. I mean, and then, but people that are meeting older, like Yanni, they're dating intentionally. I meant, like, older, like late 20s, you know, like, you've already lived your, like, your 20s life, and you know what you want, you know. I mean, not saying that I don't, but I still have a lot that,
like,
I haven't done yet.
Everything changes. Yeah, everything changes. And I think it's important to people to understand, really, that there is, like, everybody's different, because I had peer pressure when I got engaged. Like, when is your marriage? You know, when are you getting married? Are you paying for my wedding? Or, like, what's the rush? I mean, I really want to see you pay for it.
So I've learned a lot.
Crazy.
I've learned girls get together and talk about guys' Call of Duty levels. Guys are kind of mean when we get together. Yeah. Peer pressure is not okay. And most importantly, if you're a great guy out there looking for a great girl, Yanni's number is 432.
Submit your application to
go online. Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong.
At gmail.com.
We are going to run your picture by that website Nay said earlier.
And you know, like, going back to, like, the girl talk and guy talk, even today I hung out with my cousin in the morning. We played golf, and I got back home, and my girlfriend was like, so what y'all talking about? I was like, literally nothing. Like, and she's like, y'all talk about nothing. I was like, literally nothing.
That's true.
Nothing. We just literally talked about golf, and then we just sat there waiting, watching TikTok. But that was pretty much it. Like, and it's to the point that you don't feel like you need to talk. It's because when you need to talk to, as far as guys, to someone, you're going to talk to them. And it's, like, kind of to the point. Like, he's talked to me before, and I've told him things as well. But it's not something, it's something like something to get off your chest. And once it's out there, it's out there. And you're like, you know, you get their opinion, and that's it.
And guys don't really, like, continue. Like, it's very short. Y'all put it out there, and then that's it. Like, the guy says one thing, and then they're done with it. It's so different.
We want all the details.
Yeah.
From the A to the
A to the. And I think Diana and you and I used to spend, like, our whole mornings just, like, getting away with conversation. So. Yeah.
And it's funny, because we, even if we go to the store and we leave, his girlfriend and my girlfriend are like, well, my girlfriend's like, talk to him. I was like, what do you want me to talk to him about? like it's something that's not, I'm not saying like I'm comfortable, but it's not something that we do. It's weird.
Okay, here's your new friend.
Yeah.